211-CNY is the call center for five central and northern New York counties that connects people with basic needs. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, their call volume has increased drastically since the start of the coronavirus pandemic last month.
There were more calls coming into 211 in the last 2 weeks in March than what they were typically getting in a month. Katie Lemery-White, the program manager, says there is a heightened level of anxiety in the larger volume of calls, and one worry is where some people are going to get food.
That's people who normally don't have an issue going to the grocery store. It's seniors who are afraid to go out. It's people of low income who are worried about where they're going to get their food next. They might go to a community meal site. They might be able to go grocery shopping. But because of this current situation, they're really becoming homebound.
After Onondaga County had its first case of coronavirus, County Executive Ryan McMahon asked 211 to set up a phone line specifically for those 55 and older to get home-delivered meals, expanding on what Meals on Wheels already does. Lemery-White says they are also getting a lot of calls about financial assistance.
A lot of people have lost their jobs as a result of this pandemic, and they're trying to apply for unemployment, and there's concerns about that because of so many people applying at once.
Calling 211 can get you information on the expanded unemployment benefits and New York State's 90-day moratorium on evictions.
They will have to pay back that rent or mortgage eventually, but right now they need to use their money to get food. We would want them to do that and know that they'll still have a place to stay.
211 is operated by Contact Community Services, which started as a crisis hotline. Lemery-White says fear is an underlying part of almost every call they're getting.
There's a lot of reassurance that we're doing a lot of listening to what people are going through, trying to provide that connection so that even though they might not be able to leave their home, they know that there is somebody there, that they can feel somebody else in the room, another presence and support, that they're not alone.
She says they will also continue to be there as a service after the crisis passes to help people get to a new normal. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.